Toronto, Canada's rental housing shortage will quadruple to 120,000 units by 2026 without a significant boost in stock, Royal Bank of Canada said in a report Wednesday. In order to reach the optimal vacancy rate of 3%, the report suggested Canada would need to add 332,000 rental units over the next 3 years, which would mark an annual increase of 20% compared with the 70,000 units built last year. The research analyzed vacancy rate data released in January by the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC. Canada's vacancy rate fell to 1.9% in 2022, its lowest point in 21 years, from 3.4% in 2020 and 2021. Competition for units also drove the highest annual increase in rent growth on record, by 5.6% for a two-bedroom unit. Canada's rental housing stock grew by 2.4% in 2022, led by Calgary at 7.4% and Ottawa-Gatineau at 5.5%, while Toronto and Montreal saw the smallest percentage increases at 2.1% and 1.4%, respectively. "We haven't seen that many additions to the purpose-built inventory in almost a decade, so you would think that added supply of units would ease some of the competition. But what the CMHC rental market data revealed to us was that it didn't," said RBC economist Rachel Battaglia. "Slow growth in Canada's two most populous cities has been outpaced by rapidly increasing demand, partly fueled by high immigration levels," she said. "Annual federal immigration targets are set to grow 8% by 2025, meaning demand is unlikely to let up." Battaglia also pointed to affordability and behavioral preferences for the influx of rentals sought. She said more Canadians are choosing to live alone, meaning fewer incomes per household. "You have a lot of people being funneled into the rental market who maybe would have liked to own something, but it's just not financially in the books for them right now," said Battaglia. The report estimated an existing deficit of 25,000 to 30,000 units of rental stock across Canada. In addition to building more supply, it recommended turning condo units into rentals, converting commercial buildings and adding rental suites to existing homes to help ease the pressure. "Without such measures," Battaglia said, "the market could become infinitely more competitive, which is not something that we want to realize given the competition we're already seeing," she said. "You're already seeing rents increase dramatically." This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 22, 2023. Sammy Hughes, The Canadian Press.